You're listening to UCC 98.3 FM.
Well, good morning. We're live on UCC 98.3 FM, and I am joined this morning by Luke Cuddity. Welcome.
Hello, Dan. Good to be here.
Is this your first time on radio?
It is, yeah. It's my first time doing anything like this, but thank you for inviting me on. It's brilliant to be here. It's kind of a new experience for me.
Good.
I've walked past a few times and looked in, but I've never actually been on this side of the glass.
Yeah, well, it's a good experience. And for anyone that's a bit confused, Jane, who's usually here, and she's usually in the hot seat here. I'm in the hot seat today, and I don't know what I'm doing. So
big responsibility on.
I know. Yeah. Usually I'm where you are. I like to kind of sit back and relax and just talk away. But Jane is actually over in Edinburgh at the moment. So
oh, brilliant.
Just. Hopefully none of her college lecturers are listening in. it's quite funny, like quite a few people I've been talking to have gone. Have you been to Edinburgh?
I haven't, no, but I keep meaning to go because there's a lot to do over there. It seems to be the kind of new attraction over in the UK. Like I think a lot more people are going to Edinburgh over, let's say, London. Manchester is another kind of popular spot.
I think you can get flights directly from Cork to Edinburgh and Manchester.
I think you can, yeah. It's kind of cheap enough, quick enough flight as well.
So. Must be cheap if all these students are going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it seems kind of a very popular space now for people our age.
Yeah, and I think, you know, in terms of, you know, because if anyone doesn't know already, because I've mentioned it so many times, but I'm studying urban planning and sustainable development, but Luke is also in my class. We're both studying it. But I think one thing that's very interesting about Edinburgh was when I went a few years ago, a new tram had opened up and it had connected. Literally, you walk outside of the airport and the tram is there and it brings you right into the city centre, you know. So, you know, we need that in Cork, you know.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant now to have more kind of connectivity in the city.
It would.
Kind of, I suppose a lot of our airports aren't connected by rail. I think Kerry's the only.
Kerry has rail and bus and everything.
I think in Kerry the train stops a few miles away from the airport, isn't it?
It stops. I'd say it's about maybe two, three miles. Too
is
much.
It,
two miles, maybe. Yeah.
That's a fair. You'd
run it, you know.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I think someone was saying, like, you know, that it's Farn Four, you know, so it's just outside Tralee. It's about maybe 10-15 minutes by car, but they were saying, like, Farn Four should be like a metropolis, you know, because it's got all this connectivity, but it's only a small little village. So.
Yeah, there's some interesting flights go from Kerry Airport. I know, I've looked at myself. I think they go send a lot to Germany.
They do, Frankfurt-Hen. My aunt flies in from there.
Oh,
so.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite interesting to think.
I think it's about, there's about six or eight different destinations. I think you've got like Alicante, Faro, Dublin, Frankfurt-Hen, Manchester, actually. You can go to Manchester. I don't know if that's all year round, but for all of those flights, but still, you know, you can get abroad.
Yeah,
brilliant for the
area, I suppose.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll throw on a song, and this is recommended, I think, by Luke, so I don't think I listen to much Robbie Williams myself, but
Dan, you're missing out. We need to start now after today.
Here we go. Look, we'll give it a go and we'll see what it's like. So this is "Let Me Entertain You" by Robbie Williams.
Said, are you gonna work? You gonna hurt? You gonna last forever? Are we gonna make it? Gonna break it when it's now or never? If it's gonna hurt, will it be worth it? And will I recover? Are you gonna feel the way I feel? Are you for real, Kate's brother? Like no other. Grab his hand in the dark and I pull him to the car. The speaker's playing Nirvana. said, are you gonna work? You gonna hurt? You gonna last forever? Are we gonna make it? Gonna break it when it's now or never? If it's gonna hurt, will it be worth it? And will I recover? Are you gonna feel the way I feel? Are you for real? Case brother, will we ever get together? We'd be proud. Brother said, I won't let you down or lead you on. No, I'm not like the others. I said, how can I know you're for sure? It's only been a summer. You said, get a flight to Canada and you can meet my mother. That's when I became his only girl. And now I date Kate's brother.
Well, that as Luke said, that's from Robbie Williams' new album. I had some technical difficulties this morning. I think, you know, if Jane were here, this wouldn't be happening. So
the next song might be from Robbie Williams.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Please God. Hopefully we get it right. Right. As I've said about Luke and myself, we're both doing the Masters in Planning and Sustainable Development, and we're also both members of the UCC Planning Society, and we're also Wednesday, yeah, so this day next week. Oh, I won't be on the radio next week. poor Jane. We're avoiding each other, I think, at this point. But we're organising our annual planning conference. So do you want to talk a little bit about it? Or?
Yeah, I suppose I can.
I can jump in whenever. But
yeah, of course. So I'm the Public Relations Officer for the Planning Society, and Daniel's the Finance Officer. So our conference is titled Planning for the Big Picture, Major Challenges and Critical Issues in 2023 and Beyond. So it's being held this day next week at 9:30 a.m. in De Vere Hall in UCC. So it's free to attend for anyone that has kind of an interest in urban planning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of wide ranging. Our topics kind of vary from planning to sustainability to kind of smart cities, including kind of energy. There is an overall planning overarching theme, but I suppose everyone might have an interest in it.
Anybody's welcome. It's not just planning students or planning graduates.
Open to everyone, kind of the broad general public as well.
Yeah.
So if you check out our social media channels, there'll be more information on each one of them on how to secure tickets.
And if anyone wants to know, Luke is our social media guru, as well as Drisha. But
there's a kind of broad enough team now behind the social media. So it's myself, Drisha.
There's a few of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heather, also our chairperson, is quite involved with our social media.
God, I hope she's not listening in here.
If you are, Heather. But also about the conference, I suppose this year we've really kind of put the most amount of focus we've ever done as a society into making it as the best kind of conference we possibly can. So there's kind of, even in the audience last year, there was a very wide range of people attending.
Mm-hmm.
Outside the planning sphere, kind of people from private practice, general members of the public. Obviously, there'd be a large cohort of students attend. But even through our social media channels, I've noticed myself, there's a huge appetite to kind of find out more about urban planning, especially surrounding housing, kind of sustainable development, energy. And they're kind of the main topics we'll be discussing at the conference.
I think actually one thing that I really liked about the conference last year was, I know we're saying it's open to everybody and if everybody can come, but anybody who's a final year student and is thinking about their postgraduate opportunities or whatever. Now, there is the postgraduate expo, actually, which is tomorrow, and we might touch on that as well. But anyone thinking of actually doing planning or thinking, right, what is planning, and you know, wants to get a flavour of it, you know, the conference is the perfect opportunity, because I think one or two first years in our program. So our program is a 2-year program, but some of the first years, I think, we're at it last year, and we're kind of getting a sense of it. And so, like that, if there's anyone who's in their final year and is thinking about where they're going to go and what they're going to do, I think the conference is the best thing to do. So.
Oh yeah, definitely, Dan. Like I know myself, I did the undergraduate degree in planning and sustainable development through sociology and arts.
Oh, yeah. The module,
So it was taught by Dr. Karen Ray in our Dr. Karen Ray in our faculty at the moment, and she kind of didn't schedule any lectures on that day and encouraged us to go to the conference.
Okay. Did you go?
Oh, I did. It was online at that time. We were still actually in the midst of COVID.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Forget that.
you'd forget it. That even kind of disrupted. So I did attend. She kind of encouraged us to kind of join and then leave as we needed to go to the lectures. But yeah, even when we held it virtually, there was a really wide range of topics discussed.
Yeah.
Really engaging.
And we're still holding it virtually as well. So it's virtually and in person. So if someone here is thinking, oh God, you know, I have a few lectures that day, but I'd love to dip in and out or whatever, so they can follow it online. So
yeah, of course. The virtual side is quite popular this year. But it is vastly outweighed by the in-person, I think, at the moment, regards ticket sales. The virtual side, the last few years, has only become kind of a new thing for us as a society, as you know.
Yeah.
But I think last year was quite successful.
It makes the event, I think, more accessible. So, like, if you have people on the other side of the country who were maybe past graduates or something or anything like that, or that want to be able to tune in but can't make the journey, you know, I think it's great that we have those facilities. I wonder, like, if there's anyone listening now who's interested in registering, so should they check out the social media? There's a link on the social media? Or
yeah, so we have a very active Instagram page, Twitter page, LinkedIn and Facebook as well.
That's like at UCC Planning SOC or Society. Yeah.
So even if they find us through this UCC Society's page, we should be featured on that. I think we're on their story at the moment.
Whose story?
The Society's page.
Society's Guild?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, cool. We're trending.
Yeah. We try to kind of make it as visible as possible. So
And actually, I was walking through campus last night, I think, and I spotted
digital billboard.
We're on the billboard or something.
I spotted,
like, I think Sci-Fi were on it, and I was trying to see if I, from that event, that Science of Pokemon event, trying to see if I could see myself in a picture, and then lo and behold, boom, the Planning Society popped up. So I was like, ooh, we're famous.
So even kind of back to the virtual kind of aspect of it, it's kind of brilliant that even people in private practice, if they want to join in for an hour and then leave for a meeting or leave to continue work, there's a lot less pressure than being in person.
It could be that there's a particular piece of the conference that they're very interested in. They want to hear from that particular person. So traveling all the way down just for that. But we still have a lot of people coming in person. So just...
Just
anyone listening thinking like that, everyone's listening online.
You can't beat the kind of networking you can do in person as well.
And there'll be free tea and coffee and biscuits.
Most importantly, Dan really stressed the biscuits.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love my biscuits. I was in a meeting last Friday or something, and there was cookies and muffins on the opposite side, and the meeting was 2 hours long, and I think about an hour into the meeting, there was a little bit of a subtle break or whatever, and I just said to the lads, I said, do you mind if I just... are those cookies for us? I was like, if it's free. Anyway, we might throw on an actual Robbie Williams song this time.
We might, if it's possible.
Yeah, and this, I think this is Let Me Entertain You, but I'm just going to make sure I click this right. And, I'm going to click and off we go.
Hell is
That was Robbie Williams, wasn't it, Luke?
That was, yeah. We were closer this time now.
Oh, lads. I know, some technical difficulties, but look, we got over it. So I think the next thing I want to talk about is the Postgrad Expo. So that's actually taking place tomorrow from 3 to 8. So, and I think I think there's like 27 different schools or something. It's gonna be busy there tomorrow, actually. Yeah. And our course, MPLAN, I think there's going to be 4 students there. And as far as I know, they're the nice students. So
hopefully, yeah.
But, yeah, it's something I would encourage. Like, I know there's quite a lot of final year students who are... I know when I was a final year student and you're kind of thinking, you know, what path am I going to take now? You know, do I do a master's in my program? You know, like, if I'm a commerce student, do I continue on with that route? Or have I kind of reached my limit with that? And, you know, do I look at something different? And I think anyone who's looking at the MPLAN program, you know...
Yeah.
Now, look, just you know, this is going to be a very biased program. You know, we're going to be talking a bit about the MPLAN, but I think it's nice to raise a bit of awareness about it anyway. But the MPLAN, you know, you don't actually have to have like an engineering or, you know, it's kind of open. Actually, you know, I was talking to someone recently, one of the first years, and he said he did like creative writing or English literature or something like that. Yeah. But I think he was saying it's the way, you know, he had a different perspective of seeing things, you know, and he could write about a place and stuff. And I thought that was quite interesting.
That's very interesting. Yeah.
It wouldn't be the norm.
Typical, yeah.
Yeah, but obviously the lads in the lads interviewing thought it was quite an interesting perspective and something different. Because I think, you know, that's one thing I want to kind of encourage people is, you know, you don't need to be like coming from geography or sociology or any of those kind of more direct routes into maybe planning. You know, I'm trying to think now. Actually, in our class, I think someone did like arts and creative studies or something. I think now what else did anyone else do? Some of them are like English or in geography and stuff. There seems to be a bit of a theme there with English, actually. But
yeah,
maybe that's writing skills or whatever. But even when you look on the form, actually, for requirements, like it's quite open. And I think as well, I think a 2-1 is encouraged, but the entry requirement is down like to a 2-2 or something. But that is the MPLAN. Do you want to add anything or?
I suppose for anyone thinking about kind of taking up the MPLAN, I kind of recommend myself personally to attend the conference. I know I'm biased towards it.
Got a real plug in that.
But I suppose even if you've no background at all in planning and kind of even it's a nice day hosted by UCC, there's a lot of very, very different speakers. A lot of the staff from the MPLAN will be there, I believe. Obviously, a lot of the current students from the MPLAN, even if you wanted to talk to us, I suppose we're all very open and approachable.
Yeah, actually, if ever there was a good opportunity, it is the conference, actually, because you'll have current students and you'll have past students. So you'll kind of get an idea of, like, you know, where students are right now and, like, where they could be in the future because, you know, you'll be talking to graduates and the journey that they took. And I wonder, will there be anyone... Because I know someone was asking me, actually, can you do a PhD with the planning? And you can. And actually, one of our lecturers did a PhD in it. Actually, 2 of them, because... is it Nicholas? Nicholas did a PhD as well or something, I think so.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah. I think the PhDs are more kind of tied to geography.
Okay.
The geography department more than the planning department.
Yeah.
So I think the supervisors are either through sociology or geography.
Okay.
But I
wouldn't touch a PhD if I was paid.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Not at this point, anyway.
I suppose... We're so heavily based in research at the moment. Once you've kind of finished, you want to get out into the workplace.
Well, if anyone wants to know, as part of the MPLAN, there is like a 10 credit. It is 10 credits.
Yeah,
10 credit extended research paper. But I think I just naturally am not inclined to research, but I'm interested to see where it goes. But and I think everybody in our class has very interesting topics and stuff, but I couldn't see myself spending 4 years or 6 years. But I think that's just a personality thing, you know. I think some people just, I don't know, would like to dig deeper into things, and I think I'm happy to just run out the door.
I suppose even for myself, after this is my fifth year of college in a row, I'd love to kind of get into the workplace and get some experience even before I consider.
And even better than the experience, it'd be nice to put a bit of money into the pockets as well. You know?
Oh yeah, I suppose there is a huge financial commitment as well for any education now.
There is
at the moment.
Yeah, and I don't know, people who do PhDs, I think one of the big problems with PhD students at the moment is, because I'm the postgraduate representative in the Students' Union, so I'm quite familiar with it, is the PhD stipends, you know, they're quite low at the moment.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, if you are a student and if you're a PhD student and you've got a young family, you know, it can be quite difficult living off of something like that. You know, you'd want some bit of supplemental income. But the goal at the moment is, you know, for the government to actually raise the stipend, because they cut it back in, I think, 2008 or something.
Yeah.
When we obviously we weren't in a, when the Celtic Tiger had come to an end.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, it is even the masters we're doing is quite a financial commitment. You know, and I know there are supports like Susie out there for some people, but sometimes, you know, it's your own book. So, but yeah, no, when it comes to PhD, wouldn't be my kind of thing, but it is there. And if you are thinking about planning, you're thinking, right, you know, I do want to do a PhD afterwards, that option is there. So the Postgrad Expo, let's go back to that, that's on tomorrow. There's a whole pile of workshops, actually. If you're bored, Luke, you know, if you've nothing else to do. I'm not saying if people are bored, they should come, you know, but I'm just saying because we're already postgrads, but there are workshops. Actually, one thing you might be interested in, actually, is 5:30 to 7, they're going to have... So, actually, well, I'm on from 3 to 4 in the Stips. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right now, the Stips, but... they're going to have, like, a postgraduate roundtable, so they're going to have, like, 4 research students and 4 taught students, masters. And I think I only get, like, 3 or 4 minutes to talk or whatever, but you talk about more about your experience of the masters and stuff, and then, you know, PhD students will talk about their experience of research. But that's only one workshop. You know, there's another workshop, actually, that I'm kind of interested in, even though I'm already a postgrad, but from 5:30 to 7 up in the Dora Alman room, which is kind of up at the top, there's a talk on graduates from different masters and PhDs who've left the university for a few years are coming in. Now, I presume they're in person. I doubt they're online, but it will be streamed online, but I think the speakers coming in will be in person. But one of them is Jennifer Egan, I think. She is a graduate of our program.
Okay.
I think she graduated 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking, you know, it'd be interesting to hear her perspective, you know, and see how, you know, her journey has been in the planning world. Always nice to meet alumni, I think.
Yeah, especially in our field, you know, there's kind of the M-Plan takes on, not to be talking about the M-Plan too much. But I think
this is the M-Plan radio.
The M-Plan hour. I suppose the M-Plan takes on so few students every year. I think our class started out with 24.
Yeah, 24 is the max, I think, is it?
I think now it's 15. So it's a real...
16? Oh, sorry, 17.
17, is it? Yeah. So it's a real kind of tight-knit community once you come out, to be able to say you are an M-Plan student. It's quite a small group. So to be able to touch base with someone a few years down the line is... fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, and I just touching on that as well, you know, it is a, there is a small cohort coming out, and I think, isn't there only two or three other planning schools in Ireland, I think?
I think there's Dublin and Tweens, Belfast.
Yeah, so like, for the whole island of Ireland, and I think at the moment they are crying out for planners across Ireland, so... You know, there are jobs there, you know, so it's not like you're going to do the 2-year degree and then come out the other end and, you know, be shipping yourself off to Australia or New Zealand, although I'm sure the weather there is much nicer. Yeah. But anyway, let's play a quick song. I'm looking here at my playlist, which I haven't played in a long time, so I actually can't remember what the song sounded like, but we'll throw something on. Actually, this one says Beautiful Life, and you know what? Even though college can be stressful at times, we are living a beautiful life, because I think college is a beautiful life. So let's give this a play and see what it's like.
Oh, as I reach a time, I never look back and I'll find all my worries behind me. And as I feel the air rushing through the pores of my skin and my hair, I unwind. At times I've been flying high or crawling on the ground, it's just a matter of the roll of the dice. But I feel the warmth of a hand, a smile and I understand why everybody lives on. Everybody lives on. You see, the world sometimes can be unkind, but I tell you it's a beautiful life. I'm treading old roads and there's stories to be told. Yeah, I tell you it's a beautiful life. Beautiful life. The morning light all in my eyes, I smile and I realize, yeah, I'm awake, I'm alive. I've had pressure so heavy on my mind, but I look into those eyes and it all seems to rise. All seems to rise. See, the world sometimes can be unkind, but I tell you it's a beautiful life. I'm treading old roads, stories to be told. Yeah, I tell you it's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life. Sometimes it can be unkind, but I tell you it's a beautiful life. I'm treading old roads and the stories to be told. Yeah, I tell you it's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life.
Gonna make it all right. How you gonna make it all right? when you gonna make it alright, alright, alright. You see your body will, you see your body will hold me in the night. You see your body will, you see your body will. Weightless. Ooh, only you can make me weightless. Closer. It's all I ever wanted to be there for you. Can be confiding in me, there to break the fall, here for everybody to see, weightless after all. You see your body will, you see your body will hold me in the night. You see your body will, see your body will. Ooh, only you can make me weightless. Ooh, only you can make me weightless. Myself for a little while, remove myself for a little while, to prove myself for a little while. Light straight out, shut the door. I lose myself just a little more. I lose myself just a little more. You see your body will, you see your body will.
C'est tellement fou, où est-elle? don't live in. Qu'est-ce d'emporter? Dans les nuages, dans les cieux.
If people have been wondering where we've been sort of. I was asking Luke during the long interval there. I said, "Is there anything we could? Is there any hobbies or something he had?" And he said, "Vinyl is one of them." So, and then we just noticed right behind us that we actually have a vinyl player. So, or what's it called? Is it a recorder?
Vinyl.
Vinyl something.
Turntable, I think.
Turntable. That's what it says here. Turntable, but. We only have a few minutes left, but let's. So, what have we picked? So, we've picked Bob Dylan. Now, God only knows. We're still figuring it out, but Luke's just going to come over now and actually turn it on because. I think we've got it up here, so hopefully it's not too loud, and we'll just get a little bit of a listen to what actual vinyl sounds like. Okay, here we go. I can hear a little bit of crackling. Oh, wow. Oh, I like this. I don't know, is this going to be like a walk and a listen, or a... Can we hear it out there? Yeah. Okay. I can hear it anyway, so... And what's the name of this song? Or do we know what the name of the song is? Bob Dylan anyway. Can I make it a bit louder maybe? Hang on. You can actually hear the bit of a crackling. Oh, there's Philip. That's interesting. What? Oh, is it? That's not doing it. Well, that was an interesting experience.
That was some music by Bob Dylan anyway. The end bits were a bit by Bob Dylan, I suppose.
The end bit, I think the last 20 seconds, but we were figuring it out. I think actually that might be something for the future to throw on.
Yeah, that's a really, really advanced turntable. Like my one at home is it's an LP60 and that's an LP20. So it's almost double the kind of capacity.
Because I was wondering, like, do people actually listen to vinyl anymore? Because, you know, we have Spotify now, so... or do they sell vinyl? They probably still sell vinyl. Oh, God, I don't want to be saying anything on the radio now.
Of course. I suppose they're very expensive, the records themselves. They kind of run for 30 to 45 euro each.
Oh.
I suppose that's for one album by one artist. So I suppose you'd really want to start building up a collection if you're interested in it.
Well... I think that was interesting. I think it was
an experience.
So that's it for this Wednesday. Thank you for listening to myself and Luke. I hope we weren't too boring. I thought it was exciting. I thought it was an exciting end, I thought.
I suppose thank you for having me on, Dan.
Definitely.
Thanks for letting me on.
I thought it was a great morning. Yeah. And Jane is back next week, but we're not. Myself and Luke will be actually at the planning conference. So. Yeah. But have a lovely second week in university.
Thank
and we'll talk to you soon. Toodaloo.